What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are going to do an episode that was inspired by the lovely Samantha Ravendahl, who I've mentioned on the podcast before. She's one of my favorite YouTube beauty gurus to follow and a great podcast host. She did a video on her YouTube called Instagram versus Reality, where she went through her Instagram account and kind of gave the like a peek behind the curtain at what was really happening, maybe the day she took that photo or how she was feeling in that photo when the perception might have been something completely different. She has like 3 million Instagram followers as well. So I just loved that video, and she's really big on showing people, hey, like, you might think that my life looks really glamorous, but I'm a human being and shit gets bad in my life. And like, we need to stop pretending like everybody's life is perfect online.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we thought we would do that today and share some of our Instagram posts that maybe appeared differently online than what really happened.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I want to ask, did you guys finish your Instagram feed? Like, did you go all the way back through it?
Oh, I didn't need to go that far to find to find photos that I was like, let's say what really happened here.
You know, do you know what this is, I'm grateful, but so I had to go all the way to the beginning of my Instagram feed, because genuinely the past several years I've been very happy. And so I felt very connected to every moment I was sharing for the most part. And I had to go back. I'm like, well, when was I not happy? And what was I doing? And I had to go back to that period of time. And I saw the differences in even how I posted on Instagram.
Oh,
when I was unhappy versus when I was happy.
Right.
It was It was fascinating. No, I posted less. Well, you know, you know what? I've never been a big Instagram or whatever person, so I've probably posted the same amount, but I was posting a lot of bullshit when I was unhappy. And now I feel like I've been a lot more honest and not really giving a shit what people think for the most part, as much as I possibly can. But it was like a weird psychological review of myself. I was like, what was this bitch doing in 2015? Wow, I was a fucking nut.
You, Tay? Like, how did you approach it? Did you have to scroll far back? Like, what was that process like?
Yeah, I mean, I already kind of did a couple posts like this. Both times I had things come out on Netflix, I posted I posted about how I was like really run down for the comedy lineup, and that I was actually like, you know, struggling a lot to, you know, get enough rest and all that. And then I posted something very similar after my special came out that week about having a really bad panic attack that morning. And like, yeah, just to kind of even out, like, look how amazing this is. Also, I was sad.
Yeah, you've done a really great job of that. Yeah.
So I couldn't like go to my special and be like, what was actually happening? So people already know that. So I did go all the way back to the beginning, which was funny. Mostly just because if you look at like your oldest Instagram posts, they're so embarrassing. They're like low quality, heavily
horrifying, horrifying captions that you thought were funny that you're like, oh, what a hack. Who are you? Shut up.
Everything is just, for me, was just dark and blurry or like of an object. You know, which is fine. Well, you can do what you want. But yeah, the captions I was posting, I noticed they were like, oh, that was the actual opposite of how I was feeling in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that I'm like, oh, I don't do that anymore. I'm so glad that I don't feel the need to do that anymore.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's a good place to be. But
I feel like all of mine are just going to be about dudes. Which is embarrassing.
No,
well, that's scaring, baby.
Is what it is.
I'm gonna do a very embarrassing. I just gonna make sure I screenshot it. I was actually, you know, did you go through some and be like, this would be so good to share, but I'm actually too embarrassed to talk about what was really happening. I'm gonna share one of those. I've decided.
I'll do one of those too then.
Okay.
Some of them are like the purpose of this video is to pull the curtain back and be like, some things are too dark that like we can't, some curtains are not meant to be touched. It's like, they are going to stay up for a reason.
I'm like, this might make me look like a psychopath. I'm not going to do it. I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I feel like this is what it's about. Yeah. Okay.
Hold on. Before we get into it, do we have a quote?
Oh my gosh, we do have a quote. Kelsey, oh my gosh, what a coincidence.
Such an applicable quote to them.
I know. So,
you know, we tried to find the author, you know, the origin of this quote, but you guys, it was one of those like things on Instagram that it's been attributed to a million people. But the quote is, you see persons and things not as they are, but as you are.
Whew. Hot damn.
Breathe it in.
Oh man. I feel like that is just talking about insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like projection. When you start judging what people post, and it's just like, it's just you going like, why would they do that? And you're like, you're just sad because they're hot.
Yeah. And it, like, you didn't have the balls to do that type of a thing. Yeah
or their life looks so good and mine is so bad. You know, it could be anything. And it's like, yeah, well, we're trying to pull back the curtain,
right?
Okay, which also, just a disclaimer, if you're genuinely having a great life and you post something, like, not everything has to be like, hey, let's take a peek at what was. Sometimes you post something because it was fucking awesome. And like, that's great. I mean, that's the goal. It's kind of like what you're saying, Del, that a lot of your posts lately have felt more genuine because you're happy. You'd want to sit next to Jesus on a plane. You know, that's where you are. You are a happy, enlightened lady. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, but Kelsey
and I are going to get into it.
Yes, we are.
I was going through like, oh, I felt like I was going to have to be a phony about this episode. And then I'm like, no, I remember being very unhappy. Let me see what was happening. So
yeah,
got a mix of both for sure.
Shall we kind of like take turns going around, like do one at a time?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Be good.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I have one. I have one. Here we go.
Go ahead, Jay.
This is the first one.
Oh, your screen's off.
It's all the deleted photos of my ex-boyfriends that I got rid of.
Tay, we can't see anything.
I know, I'm doing a bit, but I'm doing a bit. These posts don't exist anymore because I took them down. I had a lot of happy photos I could have talked about where I'm like, oh, we were fine. They're not even there anymore. I erase them. They're gone. That period of my life, gone. Not in existence.
She must be cutting out and not hearing us.
Right?
You guys watch, you can watch this on YouTube because we're going to be showing the pictures up to the camera. So if you want to see the actual photos, it's going to be hard to do that if you're just listening to the audio.
It was a great bit. We just have so many technical issues on the pod now with us doing it Zoom that automatically we were like, oh, she doesn't know, bless her heart. Taylor, hey, just no, cut.
It's a blank screen.
And Taylor's like, shut the fuck up. No, it's a joke.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
I used to be a comedian.
Shut up. I appreciate it. Okay, so yeah, that's another good point. It's like sometimes the darkest things are no longer on Instagram. Yeah. Oftentimes that is the case. It's like, taken away, couldn't even taken show off. You because it's been deleted.
Totally. Yeah. We've all done that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
All right. Who wants to go next? Oh, that was... I can do whatever you want if you want.
Is that your cop out?
No.
I'll start.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'll start. Oh God. Should I start with the worst one or should I save that? The one that I'm the most embarrassed about? I feel like I need to work my way up to it. Okay, I'll just start with this one. This one is a picture of me and my family on a little family Disneyland trip. Family Disneyland trip, hashtag blessed, hashtag no filter, hashtag killing it, hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. This is in November of 2015.
Okay. Holding it up to the
camera. Wait, you hashtagged, you wrote the word hashtag.
I didn't know what hashtags were for. And so there is a hashtag that says hashtag, because I was very confused as to what the whole thing meant anyway.
Did you use hashtag blessed unironically, or were you sincere in saying that?
I can't remember, but I noticed everybody was saying that. So I felt like that's what you're supposed to do.
So it was not unironically. You actually, at a certain point in your life, wrote hashtag blessed and meant it from the bottom of your Jesus loving heart.
I wish I knew, but it was 5 years ago. It could have been that I was doing it ironically, but I honestly can't remember because I've never been social media savvy, as you guys know. So I don't know if this was as a joke or actually serious because I say hashtag.
That sounds like a joke.
That's got to be a joke.
Hashtag.
You would hope.
If that's real,
I was probably making fun of hashtags, not knowing what any of this actually meant. Anyway.
Right.
So I have this Disneyland trip, which is so sweet, but I remember feeling in that moment that I was so sad that I wasn't closer with my family. Like I felt I was there, but I felt like I don't see them as much as I want to. And there's a lot of like unresolved feelings about why that's the case. And I felt, I would hate for them to feel bad about this at all. But I felt like I was almost like a stranger on vacation with them.
Oh, wow.
So thank God I don't feel that way anymore. But I remember in this moment, you know, putting that out there, trying to kind of manufacture what I really hoped would happen at some point.
Like almost like an imposter in your own family.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't, there's no ill will against them. That was all my own stuff to work through. And I've since resolved it. And we've never been closer, which is really nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right. Who's next? All right.
Real downer.
hashtag who's next?
hashtag. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Oh boy. Tay, do you want to go?
Sure. Let's just start. Ooh, let's start with this one. Okay. So this is me on Valentine's Day in 2018.
Okay.
Is that right? Yes, this is 2018, looking super cute with little, I don't know whose balloon that was. It wasn't mine. It was one of my sister's. It was used as a prop because I had just gone through a breakup the night before. That was like, I was my on again, off again relationship. So it wasn't like actually the last time we broke up, but it was near it. And I was literally so unhappy, like the worst week ever. It was the week I went to Omaha. The day after this was posted, I got on Talkspace, the online therapy app, and was like, okay, I need to like get my shit together. And like got back together with that person for like another few weeks before it fell apart again. Literally so sad in the picture with the balloon that says Happy Valentine's Day. I had just had like the worst night, was going to Nebraska for the week, like really hitting a new low. And I'm like, Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Well, did you write
my caption? My caption said, Happy Valentine's Day from everyone here at Nike. This post is not sponsored by Nike because I was wearing a Nike sweatsuit.
Wow. So, I'm so glad we're doing this because it's like
fascinating.
I think it's good for people to know, like, if you're scrolling through Instagram and you're feeling sad, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling depressed, and you're like, everybody's life is perfect, everybody has a Valentine. Fucking nope, not always.
No, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Tay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I sounded like my therapist. Thank you for sharing
that. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, so this first one of mine is actually very recent. This is the picture of me promoting my set on A Little Late with Lily Singh. And so this was posted in April, just a few months back. I've mentioned before on the podcast how strange that set came to be, where I was called at like noon that day that there was a fallout. I got booked to tape the show 6 hours later. But I taped this set for Lily Singh back in October, and it didn't air for 6 months, which is very unusual for late night, right? Like usually a late night set you tape and it comes out that day or the day after. So when I taped this, I was married to Kane, and my whole, like the majority of my set is about being like, I literally walk out and I'm like, so I just got married, and a lot of marriage jokes. And Kane and I, you know, broke up a week before COVID hit. And then this set aired like about a month after he and I got divorced. And so I had to promote this thing that I had been so proud of, so excited to have come out. I had to promote it on Instagram, like, everything's great, like, watch me on Lily Singh, super excited. Because also at that point, he and I had not like made it public knowledge that we were no longer together. So I had to promote it like everything was normal. And then when that aired that night, I watched it by myself from my studio apartment that I had moved into a couple weeks prior. I watched it by myself on my computer at like 1:30 in the morning when it aired. And like the opening line is like, I just got married, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, watched it alone during a pandemic after recently being divorced, and all the jokes are about being married. And you wouldn't fucking know from Instagram, because everything was just like, hey, go watch my set, I'm super excited about it. I posted a thing in my stories, I think the next day, about the weird circumstances about how that set was taped. and it being last minute and all that, but didn't say anything, obviously, at that time about the state of things when it aired. But yeah, that was a real like layered one of like, there are so many things that if you looked at this post, you would have no idea what I'm going through. And like the way I'm even watching, it's not like there's like a fucking viewing party. It's during pandemic. And I'm just,
it hits hard, man.
Jeez, dude. Fucking
really ripping the curtain back.
I know. Let's do some funny ones.
Yeah, right? Okay, I got a funny one.
All
right. Oh, it's funny because it's so ridiculous. I am so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed to share this. This is the one I literally didn't think I would be able to. I'm just going to
I'm so excited. Okay.
So this is in the beginning of like trying to, oh, fuck. I forgot. I didn't see the year. This is in the beginning of getting into stand-up, starting to go on auditions, get in gigs here and there. And you know, when you're a young and very what do you call it, not gullible, but easily influenced person in the entertainment industry, and you hear like, you just got to fake it till you make it, just whatever, got to put stuff out there, right? So this is a picture.
Oh God!
This is like picture. Trust me, anybody who is successful in the entertainment industry would look at that and be like, "That is not happening," or like, "That is not what she wants it to be." But not, it's just fun. Okay. Anyway, this is a picture of me in a helmet, about to like basically drive a race car on a race car track. You see that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the caption says, "I can cross getting paid to ride in a race car off my bucket list now. Thank you, Hollywood." Now, I was trying to put it out there that like things were going better with my entertainment career than they were. Technically it wasn't a lie because I was getting paid to do this in my job was in Hollywood, but I was a fucking nanny. And we went on, basically the father of the kid took us to like a race car track. And I was being paid as the nanny on the fucking race car track, getting driven around in the fucking race car.
Wow.
That's
hilarious.
So, I mean, look at it. Embarrassing. I saw that and I thought, I'm like, this should never be seen by anybody. I should delete this immediately. I can't believe I even had it in me to do that. To do that.
That is so funny.
Just so like, let me just let people think this could have been a movie maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God. Dude, yeah. Fast and Furious 19.
Oh, you know me.
Starring Delaney Fisher.
Exactly. Oh, getting all those leading roles in the race car movies.
That's, oh yeah, that Tokyo Drift, baby.
Oh, that's, I mean, that is, I was like 22, you know, 22, just really figuring out how does any of this work in this world? Like thinking, do people have to think that you're doing well to get more stuff? Do you have to actually be doing well? You know, that whole confusion of like,
yeah.
Oh, gross. And now it's like, oh, when things were actually going very well, I didn't really even think about, you know what I mean? I didn't really think about like, oh, I should probably say a certain thing about it. Just like, well, things just kind of start happening, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
No.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Absolutely not. We are not cutting that out. That is hysterical.
I mean, how to follow that?
Oh.
How do we follow that?
Guys, I can't.
Okay, here, I have one. Okay, so this was taken April 2018. The caption, it's a selfie.
Oh, I remember that photo. It was so hot.
Very attractive photo.
Thank you. The caption says, wait, just wait to be unimpressed. The caption says, on my way to something that wasn't that fun. Now, I had just started seeing somebody. And it was at that point where, like, he's probably gonna be my boyfriend, but he wasn't yet, and you're still kind of like, you know, seeing how much they like you. I did not go anywhere in this. I never even wore this bodysuit again. I got rid of it because I'm like, a strapless bodysuit? Who is this? But I bought it at like Urban Outfitters, too expensive for what it was. Put this on, did my makeup, did my hair, took this selfie at home, posted it just to see if he would like it. He did. And then changed, took off my makeup, and stayed home that night.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh man. I can't believe you got rid of that bodysuit. It's really cute.
It's so cute, but it had like a band right here. And so you were just always like pulling at it. Yeah, and so right. I was like, I'm never going to wear this. So like, what am I doing? So I eventually got rid of it. But yeah, that was the only time I wore it, was for that Instagram picture that I was just trying to get one person to like.
Oh, isn't that funny?
When that is.
You, yeah. It's like likes coming in and you're like, just yeah. like searching for that.
trash. There he is.
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
Like when you put up stories just to see if someone will watch that.
Oh. My God.
So gross.
Oh, so man. Funny. That's me. A yeah. good one. That is a really good one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, so this one is from, I didn't screenshot the date. I believe this is from 2 years ago. Yeah, I think 2 years ago. So this is me posting.
Right.
You two remember
great
this.
Great shot. Yeah.
So
it's bikini. Wait, lingerie or bikini?
Bikini. I was in Vegas for my for Kane's sister's wedding, and had just gotten bangs. Super loving the bangs, and just a good, real classic mirror Vegas hotel selfie in my bikini. And I sat on this photo for like months. But I liked how I looked in it and was, you know, getting that, like, that Instagram itch of, like, I want likes. I want some likes.
Yeah.
But being a comedian, it's, like, we're not just, like, the type of people who post shit like that where it's clearly a thirst trap, right?
Yeah.
So as a comedian, if you post something like this that is clearly just to get likes and feel good and get that adrenaline rush, you feel like you have to put like this witty caption with it. It has to be funny and smart and more than just your tits. So I got so in my head of like, what could I possibly put as the caption for this that makes it justifiable to post this? And I, oh my God, just so uncool. Like you can just smell the desperation in the caption of how hard I was trying to make this caption funny. It would, you know, what would have been way cooler is literally to just post the photo with zero caption.
Yeah.
Like, that's a boss move. That's the level of confidence I'm trying to get to at some point, is if I want to post a thirsty photo, I just post it, no caption. And it's just like, there
let's all do that.
Let's all do that. Who gives a
That's
fuck?
A great idea.
Right.
Instead, I did this whole, like, dear summer body, like, I'm sorry I took you for granted. I promise I only went to Cheesecake Factory once. Like, this whole fucking stupid thing about summer body versus winter body. And then I started, so people read that and thought that, like, I was saying that because I think I posted this in the winter. So people... people looked at that and thought that like I was trying to trash what I current, like, does that make sense? That
I posted this
photo being like, my winter body sucks, which is like another level of gross. If somebody were to post something like that, like, here's this bikini selfie, but I don't like the way I look, so you guys should make me feel good. Like, that was not at all what I was trying to do.
Right.
I felt good about that photo and tried to make this like
funny caption with it.
Yeah.
Totally backfired. Everybody thought I was just like body shaming myself.
Oh no.
And so then rather than just deleting that caption, I put two asterisks. I went in and edited and put two asterisks at the bottom and said, to clarify, photo is of summer body. Winter body ain't in a bikini right now. Piling on. It just such a fucking mess of me.
Oh,
wanting to just feel good and have people, you know, make me feel good about it. And I lost like 400 followers.
What?
Oh, huh.
I lost hundreds of followers from this photo, which I've learned since if you post something that is a little bit more sexualized, I do lose followers, even though my following is primarily male. It's like, I'm not sure. Sometimes it's like, I think dudes probably can't have shit like that in their Instagram if they have like a partner, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Who knows? Maybe it's just like genuinely not what they want to see from me. But I think that day I lost followers that weren't just men, but like women who were like, fuck her. Like, ew, I can't believe she's the type of person that like would post a bikini photo and then try to like shit on herself in the, even though that was not what I was doing. That's just like what that stupid caption sounded like. Yeah. Oh my God. Coincidentally.
Well, that was the quote, right? What people see is about, what you see is about you.
Exactly. Yeah, true. Although to, in their defense, people who took it that way, it was a confusing, because it's like, it was an old, it was from like months before. It wasn't like, hey, I just took this just now.
Right.
And, but what's funny is that that photo has more likes than almost any other photo I have.
Wow. But you lost people.
Lost hundreds of followers.
Wow.
But it got like, still, even now, this is from 2 years ago, I'll get notifications about somebody going and liking this photo. So it's this weird.
Wow. Oh, weird.
But man, I just was like, wow, well, I learned a lot from doing that. And I, if I post something thirsty in the future, we'll probably just no caption, but
no caption.
Just own it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't own it. It was so clear, like how not insecure about the photo I was, but how insecure about posting the photo I was in the caption.
Yeah. Right.
Next time, just be like, here are my tits, you know, and just a little
happy Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
So, there's That's a lot of spiraling with that photo for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you, Kelsey. Thank you for
welcome.
Thank you for sharing what's on your heart. Is it my turn for the? Do I have the talking stick now? Who's
yes,
going?
You do.
Me? Okay. All right. Oh, yikes. Okay. Here's another cringeworthy one, guys. Oh God, the caption. Oh no. Okay. All right. So I was single for quite some time. That was when I was just blowing through a lot of different situationships. But I was getting to a point at some point where I was just like very over it. I was actually starting to get worried that I wasn't going to find a genuine, connection. And, but just kind of making a joke about being perpetually single, you know what I mean? And I just like, but felt sad that I wasn't, finding anybody I truly wanted to like be with. Anyway, so here's a picture of my bedroom during the holiday season. It's got red light candy cane type of shit. And we were decorating it for a holiday party, my roommates and I, when I lived with Adrian. And it says, Santa came early and made my bedroom the red light district. #single, #red light district, #magic, #velvet, #sexy. Basically, like, here it is, guys. This is my life. Isn't it so fun to be single?
When I think #sexy, that's exactly what I picture.
You don't think red candy cane lights in a bedroom
from Home Depot,
guys? I didn't screenshot the date of that, but that must have been when I was like 23, 24, around that time. So 20, what is that, 2014?
Oh my God.
Around, wow. Give or take. But yeah. Yeah, yikes.
Fuck, man.
Wow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, I mean, I assume we all have like one more in us. Is that accurate, or should I have two more?
Whatever we can do. Yeah, I have a couple more, but I can just pick one.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do. Okay, I have two more then. Okay. Here's one. This I didn't even put my own caption on. I just reposted the TV show's caption because I truly couldn't think of something to say that wouldn't sound snarky. This is from July 2017. It's a picture of me on the MTV show Safe Word.
Oh,
yeah. And I posted a few pictures of this. There's like another one of me laughing on stage. Like I had to post a few of them. Looks cool, right? Looks really fun. Literally so miserable that whole shoot. Like basically I got a job I shouldn't have gotten. I don't know why they hired me for that show. It was for fun people. And I showed up like to the first day where they were telling us what the show was. Like my reps had kind of told me what it was. And I was like, well, that sounds fun. And then I showed up and they showed us like the pilot. And I walked outside to call my manager, like almost crying, just like, this is like a roast show. Like I'm not right for this. And they were like, okay, well, we already said yes. So you kind of have to do it. So they're like, I mean, we can say no, but it's like a really bad look. Like it was kind of like that. So it was also the week I decided to move out of Los Angeles for a little bit. I moved to like Orange County. I moved like an hour outside of LA. And that week is the week I got like on an MTV show. Like all those pictures with like celebrities and like in fun outfits and like with my hair done all crazy. Literally couldn't wait for the job to be over. I was so out of place and so uncomfortable and truly just felt bad about doing a bad job. And they did not ask me to come back for season two. Which I was like, thank God.
Yeah, I really
wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know. You're like, oh, TV show. Not fun at all.
Wow. Huck.
I never saw that. It makes me want to watch you on that show now.
Oh, because
you were probably
dude.
Great and probably nobody would have ever known.
I kind of wasn't. We like figured out how to watch part of one once, like me and my youngest sister, because you need like to watch MTV, you need like a login from a cable provider. So we like used our parents and she watched like 5 minutes with me and was just like laughing at me.
I just can't imagine you like, being a roaster. I mean, you could write the roast jokes, obviously, but I can't imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a roast prank show that was fake. Like it was like a roast prank show that like celebrities would come on and then we'd like write all these jokes and then they'd say like no to a lot of them. And then we'd have to write new ones that were even worse. And then you'd like go out and there was a live audience and like we had to just act like everything was so exciting. It was just like, I was just so uncomfortable the whole time. Like I remember Sam J was on it, who has a special coming out on Netflix this month. So you should watch that. She was on it and she said to me at one point, she goes, oh, she goes, you've never been to detention before. And this is like detention. Like, this is like everyone's having fun because we were all like class clowns basically, and you aren't, and that's why you're vulnerable. And I was like, I've never felt more seen in my entire life.
Okay, so this is less of like, I don't know what I was thinking by posting this, and more just like, I roasted myself in posting this and I'm just roasting myself again. So there was a trend going on Instagram of posting like your first headshots. Do you guys remember this? Like your old acting headshots and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I remember that picture.
Sure. So this picture was taken, God, over 10 years ago. I had this haircut like halfway through college, my senior year of college. I had this haircut. It is the Kate plus eight, full soccer mom. I thought it was going to be like more high fashion and
edgy.
At the time, I thought I was fucking slaying bitches. I thought it looked so cool. I thought I was like, so like ahead of my time that I was like 21 and had this like cool short haircut, like I was unique or whatever. And it truly, I look back and I'm like, I look 47. I look so old. I fully Benjamin buttoned. I look so much older at 21 with this haircut than I do at 31 with long hair. And the great part of this photo beyond the hair is that like I didn't know. In my mind, taking photos, there were either two modes. It was either smile, like full smile with your teeth, or serious. But there's an art to doing a photo where you're not smiling, but don't look like you're about to murder everybody in your family. And that was all I knew how to do. If I wasn't smiling, all I knew how to do was be like, oh, the Dateline. Like, she's done something.
Oh.
And people just fucking loved this photo, like went in. I screenshotted them at the time because I was getting so many funny comments. Like everybody roasted me, but I was all about it. I was like, oh my God, please. But yeah, that's like less of a peek behind the curtain, but more it took a lot for me to post that because I'm so embarrassed by it. But I posted it anyway, just being like, you know what? It's fine. We'll all have a laugh together. But I debated for a while.
What was the caption? Yeah.
I screenshotted it and it cuts off. So it just, I was just going to let this sit in my stories, but I started to get a lot of messages in my stories about it. Okay. So I'll post it here. Sorry, not sorry. I ran over your family with my minivan or something like that.
Oh, dude, the haircut. Really, I mean,
for a while, if I was gonna put that out there, because that's so embarrassing.
Oh, so bold, man. I have one. This is a picture of me drinking whiskey while watching Cheers on a Friday night, and. You guys, the caption. Oh God, why are my captions like this? Oh, I cut off my hat.
Oh, hold on, you're cutting out. Hold on.
My back.
Yeah, you're back.
You're back. Okay. So, I cut off the hashtag so we can't get a good laugh in of what the hashtags were. But it says, "Cheers to Scotch." Get it, guys? Because I'm watching Cheers, and I'm drinking Scotch. And this was, oh God, I was probably 25 and, it's something, oh, the rest of it, it looks like it says something like my Friday is already perfect or something. So there's the photo. At this point in time, I'm sitting at my new boyfriend's house. This is not Cam, somebody before Cam, and really, really trying to force my feelings with him. Because I was so sick of being single and I felt like really something was off, that I wasn't finding like a real connection. And I felt like, okay, whoever I meet next, if they're a good person and they're stable and whatever else, like I'm just going to stick in there and see if if that's what our people are supposed to do and that's how relationships are formed. Like, I truly didn't believe people when they were like, oh, when you know, you know, and like when things work, it just makes sense. I really thought that was a load of fucking bullshit and that people were just kidding themselves about that. And you just try to find somebody and then you just stay and make it work and make it happen. So in that moment, I am really trying my best to be like, okay, I'm at my new boyfriend's house. I'm trying to relax. We're just gonna hang in here. And felt really just uncomfortable because I knew I wasn't feeling it. And even though he was very attractive, great guy, whatever, kind, all this stuff. And luckily he was also feeling like it was forced too. It was very mutual. And yeah, just feeling so bummed that, like, to everybody else, it looks like I have this really attractive, wonderful boyfriend. And here I am sitting here like, what the fuck? Is there something wrong with me that I don't like? I'm truly not interested in even like the really lovely people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, really felt weird. So, I remember how like super lonely I felt, even though I was in like this new relationship that was supposed to be very exciting and fulfilling and all that. And we broke up shortly after that because I think we were both like, you know, I think this is a friendship basically. Mm. So
yeah.
Do you guys still talk?
No.
So not a friendship.
Yeah. Not a friendship. It was never a friendship. never a friendship. If this person was in like an extended group of friends, I'd be like, yeah, for sure. But we just didn't have any of the same interests at all to like be very close. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
really great person. I was just like so bummed that I wasn't like feeling something different. And I don't know if because I wasn't feeling it, he felt there was something off. It was just it was very unfortunate, you know. Mm. But then I met Cam not too long after all that.
Yeah. Aww. That's a hopeful one. Like a nice hopeful ending. Let me just bring that down with something truly dark to finish up. Okay, up next, I actually have a photo set. It's a collection of posts that are all from the same 4 days. These all occurred between August 10th, one on August 11th, one on August 12th, one on the 13th, and one on the 14th. So it's every day. All right.
Okay.
So let's take a look at all these. Haircut. Thank you for getting my hair so great. That's all my pictures. Hold on. Let me just. Okay. There's me hiking.
Ooh.
Really serving it up. It's me at a spa in a hot tub.
Ooh.
That's fun. This is me with an outfit. Look at that.
So cute.
Here's me with my friend Chelsea when we went to get food and then had to ask a waitress to take 14 pictures of us. And I call this photo set proving to my ex-fiance I'm totally fine. literally every photo that was taken this week, I think at this point, there was a week where he went on a meditation retreat where he didn't have service. So this was like right before we broke up, but he didn't have service. So we didn't talk that week. And I was like,
oh God,
I posted every day. And like, how many times have you seen me in a hot tub, fucking hiking, in a dress, like out at brunch,
so that when he came back from the meditation, there would be a bomb waiting. Lord.
Uh-huh. Yep. Wow. Because I don't think he had cell service, but like he had Wi-Fi sometimes, so he could like go on Wi-Fi like very rarely just to like check for work and stuff. So I would like see him watch my stories every once in a while. So I was like, I know he's still looking at Instagram. So, and I like, I knew we were going to break up. I just like, it was like going that direction and I was really unhappy, obviously. But like, just that week of just like, I am gonna have a full life on Instagram and just really show everyone, but mostly him, that I am fine by myself. Okay. Oh. I have Runyon. I have this hot tub. I have hair dye. And I have my friend Chelsea, who I literally texted, I need you to take a hot picture of me.
hot tub photo and stuff.
The hot tub photo was my best friend, Courtney, okay, which I had already had plans to take her to that spa for her birthday. So that was like a belated birthday present. But I was also like, could you take a picture of me while we're
oh my god,
why do you need a picture in a hot tub?
Oh,
you've proven you're fine. I'm fine. Literally like physically ill every day. I was so sad. Mm-hmm. Like could not eat, could not sleep, so unhappy, so busy trying to distract from that.
Right. Wow.
If you see me getting really active on Instagram
or in hot tubs,
shit has gone awry.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's my last one.
That was a good slideshow, man.
That's a really good slideshow.
That was good.
I'll just share my last one. Mine's quick and it's a light note, so nice little way to go out. This is just a screenshot of when I the video of when I went and surprised my best friend Kelly for her 30th birthday in Pullman. And this, me doing that was just very significant to me because up until that point, I had been touring, opening for Jim Norton for like 3 years straight at that point. And I did not do anything social, really. Like if it involved flying somewhere, a trip, anything like a weekend plan, I always put work first. And that I think was kind of the first time in years that I knowingly was like, I will not be accepting work that weekend because I'm booking a flight. I'm making it impossible for me to like get out of this. I'm going to go surprise my best friend. And that will forever be one of my favorite memories of my entire life. And I think it kind of changed my mindset. I know we've talked about it a little bit on recent episodes that it changed my mindset to be like, oh, this is a need. I need to do things like this. I need to have more balance in my life. I cannot keep burning myself out with only work. And so that trip was just very special to me in a lot of ways, not just because the surprise was so fun, but because it changed how I spent my time going forward. So
that's a good one. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
We probably would have never had a conversation like this if we did, you know, if we didn't do this podcast episode.
Yeah. Thank you to Samantha Ravendahl for having the courage to make a YouTube video about all that, because it's it does make you want to do it yourself.
Yeah. Already embarrassed by how much I shared.
Oh, me too. I'm going to delete. I'm deleting the bikini caption. I'm just going to. If people look through the comments, they'll be like, what are they talking about? Summer body, winter body thing. Doesn't matter. I'm deleting the caption. Hate the fucking caption.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I mean, turn off comments. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. That's another option.
Forget you can do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we have some... well, we have an iTunes review. And then do you want to do some segments and wrap it up?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
This is from J.O. says, best podcast that exists. Whether you're down in the dumps or need a good laugh, this podcast is for you. Every week, I feel like I have three best friends I'm catching up with. This show has helped me so much. The last 2 years, I've had my own struggles, and these girls are as genuine as they come. Do yourself a favor and listen to the show. Oh, thank you. What a nice review.
That's nice. Super nice.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
If you haven't yet, go leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Yeah.
All right, segments.
I have a quick one. I treated myself to a very dumb purchase. This would make me so happy. And I've been using it every night. I got a teapot that sits on top of a teacup. So it's like, and then you pull it off and then you pour it in.
Oh, cute.
It's really cute. And it's making me really happy.
Good.
Because I drink so much tea every day and I just have like an ugly electric tea kettle. And I was like, I want a teapot. And then I'm like, Taylor, you don't need one. And then I saw that one and I was like, I mean, this would be nice because I can have it and refill it. It's very
fun. I want to see a picture of it now. Are you going to post one or send one?
I have. Oh, I could probably hold it up. Oh my God.
I'm a big tea bitch myself. So I'm curious.
I really, I also have so many pictures I either deleted or didn't post that I'm like, I mean, these make me sad. Here it is. Okay. So this is what it looks like right here. See how there's two handles?
So the top comes off.
Yeah,
that's so cute. Oh, that is happiness. That is happiness in an object. And that's coming from a minimalist.
Yeah, look, it comes
that
off.
Is so, oh gosh, that's Shut cute.
The Isn't that cute?
Come on.
Get out of here, you Disney princess. I love it.
Oh, it's really good. That's very cute. That's a good shit.
Yeah,
that's a right? good or shit. Treat yourself. Yeah. I don't know. And I mean, so many things.
It's so many things.
All of it.
I have like a good shit update. I taped my special.
Yay!
And it was a wild experience. Definitely unlike anything I'll ever do again. Cause we taped it during the pandemic and they had all of the audience members tested for COVID beforehand and then socially distanced in the crowd with masks. It was so strange to not have performed live in 5 months, except for 2 days before that when Taylor and I did our show in a fucking U-Haul truck. And I did it. Like, I felt proud that my brain worked enough that I made it through the 30 minutes without like fucking up. And I'm excited to see how it turns out. So it will either be released in October or February. On Epics, and I will obviously keep all you guys updated on when it's out. But yeah, I did.
That's
it.
Awesome. Good shit.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you.
Let's see. I have been really enjoying ThreadUp.com. They're not a sponsor. Ooh. I'm just like you guys. It's like I'm not somebody who shops a lot or really, but. When I do buy things for myself, I buy secondhand, and it's just the greatest online thrift store I've ever seen. And just, I've been treating myself to like a little summer dress here and there, or like I really wanted a new purse, and just stuff like that. And I've been really liking getting little treats sent to myself because I'll like kind of forget that I ordered it because it takes a little while if you like buy things in bulk, you can be more eco-friendly to like have it ship all together and stuff. So I'll forget and then it'll pop up and I'm like, oh, look at me taking care of me. Look at that. So that has been, it's so interesting. Throughout quarantine, I have purchased more physical things for myself than I ever have in years. And I think it's because some of the experiences I enjoy treating myself to have been taken away, like, you know, massages and stuff like that I really used to do for my self-care and stuff. And I've just been a little like, well, what have I kind of been, not tending to in a while? Like, you know, ripped clothing that can go, you know, that I can replace. Yeah. And stuff like that, that I'm like, that didn't seem necessary or like I even wanted to pay attention to that before quarantine. And I think I was just forced to just be inside with my stuff a lot and say, like, it's okay. It's okay to like buy yourself nice things and, you know, all that. Sometimes I really get stuck in like the mindset where until I have all my ducks in a row the way I want, then I'll buy myself nice things. Or like, I want to make sure I feel like all my like necessities are in place. Does that make sense? First, before like I treat myself, like, so I'm trying to get rid of that mindset. Like, no, like every day is like your life and just enjoy it. Yeah. And you know, so that's my good shit. I really like that, that, that place. So check it out.
Nice.
I love it. Yeah.
Well, this was fun. I'm really glad we did this episode.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So embarrassed.
Oh, man. I'll be
so
texting you when I see you guys texting stuff on Instagram now. I'm like, are you okay? Because you look very happy in this picture.
Yeah, right?
You look really good. So what's going on?
What's going on? I see you have a new bodysuit. Is that okay?
What's happening there? Yeah. Who has wronged you?
Oh my God. We love you guys.
Love you. Yes. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. We guys hope you have a great week and we will talk to you next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We really appreciate it and would love anything you can do to help the show grow and get the word out. So if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, that helps us move up the iTunes charts. If you can tell a friend, a coworker, a family member, anybody that you think would love the podcast, you can also screenshot an episode and share it in your Instagram, in your Instagram stories. Anything helps. Also, if you want more of the show, if you want bonus episodes, if you want to be able to be more interactive and help choose podcast topics, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless and join there. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Cook Comedy, on Twitter at Kelsey Cook. You can go to my website, kelseycook.com, which has links to my online makeup course. You can listen to my album, Savor It, on Spotify and iTunes. And you can watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. How about you guys? Where can people find you?
You can follow me at Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram and Twitter. My website is ttomcomedy.com. And you can watch my 1-hour special streaming on Netflix right now called Quarter Life Crisis.
Awesome. And you can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. That's where you'll find information about my 1-to-1 consulting and my online courses. So basically, if you're a business owner, podcaster, or comedian, and you're looking to either start those things or grow those things, you can reach out to me for more information. I also have an email list at DelaneyFisher.com where I share my favorite tools, tips, treats, and free shit. And then we just want to say a big special thank you to our wonderful editor, Emma Erdbrink, and our fantastic associate producer, Humaira Nawaz.
And you can find everything that we all just mentioned at selfhelplesspodcast.com.